Cairo Station is one of the few videos produced by the Egyptians for the Egyptians. While the movie industry enjoys support from the government in Cairo, Shaheen chose to go alone and make a name for himself. Among all the movies that he created, Cairo Station remained his most recognized film, locally as well as internationally, until his retirement from production and subsequent demise. Shaheen felt that the film was an avenue to tell of the experiences of the inhabitants of Cairo from an observer's perspective. His aim was for the entire world to have a look at Egyptian society and how it functioned from a non-committal point of view of the film. The director of a movie could now observe life from outside and write about it. The film, in a broad perspective, highlights various issues in Egypt, the Middle East, and North Africa. Nationalism is the opposite of colonization, simply but it means that the people of a given nation or state are independent and free of foreign control. In line with nationalism, the country people feel like their needs as citizens come before all the interests of their leaders. Nationalism can also, in a narrow scale, represent the distinctiveness and the importance of a given language or dialect, historical aspect, or culture and traditions of a group of people. It is what sets communities and nations apart and minimizes any foreign influence on their way of life. New nationalism is unique in the sense that it poses that the erosion of a people's distinctiveness due to globalization. It encourages that independence and individuality of different state and government. The movement of tourists and immigrants such as refugees as well as guest workers has altered the ethnoscape of Cairo and opened it up to globalization. Another form of alteration to the conventional societal makeup is mediascape that have bombarded the Egyptian society with information transmitted by mass media forms such as newspapers, magazines, television, and film. The technological aspect is technoscape alteration that attributes its advent to mobile phones and computers that encourage virtual interaction through social media. While the infiltration of foreign and modern ideas is beneficial in the sense of development and advancement towards the future, it has its pitfalls. The drawbacks that cause the Egyptian community to reject globalization vehemently are the erosion of local cultural values and norms. The leaders of the street dictatorial regimes are against globalization and the encroachment of foreign ideologies on Egyptian culture. For this reason, uprisings in the Arab nation have opposed these oppressive regimes and led to drastic change in the political landscape. Despite the fact that those resisting the oppressive rules persist in their quest, the new regimes promote the same ideologies as their predecessors even after promising change. The common Arabic saying of "how similar is today to yesterday" captures the Egyptians' spirit of nationalism and how they are worn out with fighting the same battles for independence from dictatorial regimes. In the plot of Cairo Station, it is evident that the Hanuma fiancé, Absiri, is a union leader who has to grapple with the same issues of new nationalism. Most Arab nations constrain the development of film industry. They did so by rejecting the incorporation of cinema into their national, socio-economic, and geopolitical affairs. On the contrary, countries like Egypt and Syria that took initiative to support the cinematic production are the only state that can boast of an established film industry. However, even in those countries, the government support alone was not enough to help establish the industry. They needed other factors such as economic stability. People can only assert their independence once they possess the power to do so.